Show me how you do that trick. By the Nixie. Read by Momo. Pairing Sam Dean. Rating NC-17. Dean's first thought isn't what happened or is it gone or even it's over. Dean's first thought, once the explosion of light stops, is one simple succinct word. Sam? Sam's in the corner, bloody butt on his feet, and Dean feels relief tingle through him, spin out into giddy as it hits his stomach. They step towards each other, and damn, that's a nasty cut on Sam's face. Dean starts to reach out, and then they both fall back a step. Fucking kid with his goddamn camera. Dean shoves an angry hand at the lens and tells the kid in no uncertain terms to get the hell out of the room. He doesn't seem to want to go, but Dean growls until the kid backs up, glares holes through him until he gets out of sight. Once his footsteps fade away to another part of the house, Dean turns around again. Shit, I almost forgot about him, Dean says, stepping closer to Sam again. Sam nods, looks up at him, and there's blood smeared around one of his eyes, thick and turning black. You okay? Dean asks more gently. He brushes his thumb just under the edge of the blood, sees Sam flinch. I'm fine, Sam says, but Dean knows from years of experience that Sam would probably say he was fine if he was on fire and being eaten alive by cannibals. So Dean settles his hand on Sam's shoulder and leans in a little to get a better look. He probably is okay, Dean thinks. It's a bad cut, but it's not life-threatening. But Christ, that thing almost killed Sam this close, and Dean's still pretty freaked out about it. Sam's eyes flick up and meet his, and Dean's so close to Sam now that the expectant look in his brother's eyes doesn't surprise him. He's already this close, and Sam's obviously expecting it now, so he closes the distance between them and kisses Sam. Because Sam's expecting it, not because he wanted to from the moment Sam got up from the floor. Sam tastes like red and sour coffee, fear and a trace of coppery blood. Dean can feel Sam's heartbeat through his chest, steady thump-thump rhythm that tells Dean Sam's still alive, his breath warm against Dean's mouth. You taste like blood, Dean says, catches the red smear across Sam's lower lip with the tip of his tongue. Thought you'd be used to it by now. Sam's eyes have the glossy look to them, half-lidded and heavy, and they make Dean want to do things to him that they really shouldn't be doing in a house full of corpses and kids who couldn't find their ass with both hands, but could probably find a way to get a fucking camera in here and catch them like this. Screw it. If the kids want to see this, it's their therapy bill. That'll teach them to stick their noses where they don't belong. Maybe I should have let the kids stay, Dean whispers, all her breath into Sam's mouth. He pushes his thigh between Sam's leg and rocks his hips in, pulls Sam tight up against him. Give him a hell of a show. I think they've been scared for life enough for one day, Sam whispers back, chases after Dean's tongue with his own. Kissing Sam still feels a lot like drowning. All the breath knocked out of him, blood and lungs burning, body heavy and slow. He natches Sam up against the support beam and locks their hips together, thrusting hard. Sam whimpers into his mouth when Dean shoves up with his hips, cocks hard and grinding against each other through the sweet dragon burn of the nymph. He can still feel the tension in Sam, the knots of fear that hold him back. And that means Sam's not 100% here, not 100% with Dean. Some part of him still back in that fucked up room with that fucked up thing and its rotten birthday cake. Can you imagine their faces? Dean whispers. Watching me bend you over the workbench down here, while I spread you wide open right in front of them, and you'd be mortified. Dean teases, breathes into Sam's ear and bites down hard against the lobe. Until I started fingering you, and then you wouldn't care about anything except me shoving my cock inside you and fucking you blind. Wouldn't care who was watching then, would you? Sam moans, deep and throaty, lets his head loll back, and Dean leans in for a taste. Sucks hard over Sam's pulse point until blood pulls to the skin, and Sam's arching into Dean's mouth like his life depends on it. Dean relents a little, licks at the blood bruise and watches Sam shiver. Me pounding into you, you squirming and moaning and fucking back into me. They'd probably come in their pants while they taped us. Jesus, Dean! Sam gasps, shoving against him. Dean can tell he's got Sam close to the edge, just another push or two. But the TV execs would love watching that. They are making reality television, Dean, not porn. They're making shitty reality television. This would be awesome porn. Sam laughs and Dean swallows the sound, grins around the kiss, and they don't mention how close this one was. They don't talk about how they almost lost each other. They rock and they rub and they kiss until both of them are sure they're still alive. Until both of them stiffen and shudder, moaning out each other's names through their locked mouths. Dean's fucked a lot of women in his time, and not a one of them was like this. Nothing has ever been as hot as this. As hot as Sam hissing Dean's name into his mouth like Sam's dying and Dean's a god. Dean comes right behind him, both of them clutching at each other and clinging like two people locked in desperate prayer. It takes them a few minutes to catch their breath afterwards, always does, and those are moments filled with glances at each other that say more than Dean's comfortable with. Dean can't see a trace of, "You've only got 2 months left, Dean," in Sam's eyes. He'd do anything for Sam, wants to wipe that look out of Sam's eyes forever. But he can't give Sam that, so Dean gives him this instead. Dean pulls away, palm sliding over the knob of Sam's hip bone, and Sam shivers, sags back against the support beam and heaves out a sigh. Great. Now I have to walk around in front of them with this mess on my pants. Sam bitches like he's actually annoyed. You could always tell them you shit your pants. Sam bursts out with a startled laugh, looks at Dean like he's unbelievable. Jesus, Dean! The edge is off both of them now. Dean can make crass jokes and Sam can bitch all he wants to. All that matters is that Sam's not scared anymore, and neither is Dean. They're okay. They're still together. Come on, Dean says, clapping him on the shoulder. Let's go get you cleaned up. The end.